How would you evaluate the season? Obviously, record setting in a lot of ways, but falling short of where you guys wanted to be in the summer?
Well, there's a lot of positives. I certainly feel like we've progressed. You know, having said that, we missed the playoffs a year ago. So winning a Stanley Cup is difficult. There's no clear path to it. And again, our goal is to win a Stanley Cup, and part of the process is working your way through various situations, including this year's playoffs, and we learn from it, and hopefully we get better, and hopefully we're back in these situations again next year, and we're better prepared, we're more experienced, we're more equipped, and at one point hopefully prevail.
Do you feel like your experiences as a player, having gone through that and taken so long to get to that goal as a player, is that an easy message to kind of sell to your players because you've been in those shoes before?
I'm not trying to sell it to them necessarily or sell anything. It's just you have to stick with it. And there are ups and downs in your career. And for those guys who come into the league and win it early in their career, it's great. But for the reality for the majority of players, it's a struggle to get there. Majority of teams, it takes a long time to get there. And you just, you know, you can't get discouraged by the setbacks. You can't overreact to the setbacks. And whether you're a player or a coach, I guess as a manager, you can't lose your confidence and you can't give up. It's a test of your will, and you just got to stick with it. And, you know, throughout the course of a long career, you know, guys are fortunate just to win it once. You know, you look like a guy like Chris Kunitz has won four of them. That's unusual. Just try to win it once. So some of these guys play 20 years to win it once, you know, and our goal here is to we want to win more than one, but let's try to win one. And it's a difficult thing to do, and you have to stick with it. And, you know, you get knocked down, you get back up, and you learn from it and keep moving on.
Do you feel the way this team is constructed right now, from coaching staff through to players, is good enough to win a Stanley Cup, or do some changes have to be made at some point?
Well, I mean, we just lost in the third round in seven games, so we weren't good enough to win the Cup. That doesn't necessarily mean, hey, we have to change the entire roster or change any of the roster for that matter. But we have to be better. And how is that? Is that in the way we play? Is that in changing personnel? Personnel will change regardless, whether it's just evolution from year to year. How much it changes depends on, you know, what options or opportunities are out there. And it's difficult to change significantly for us at this stage right now. I think it's a challenge, but we need to improve. As you know, I say my job will be this summer is, okay, how do I improve the team? Is that through free agency? Is that through trades? Is that hopefully our young guys coming in next year and you know, whoever that may be in improving us? Or is it, you know, can this group, is this the best option we have? So kind of look at everything. You know, you look at an interesting, you know, Washington, who we just played, they make a dramatic move at a significant move is probably a better word, at the deadline. You know, when this year they were relatively quiet. I think they added Kempney was the one big addition, and he played very well for them. But it wasn't a headline grabbing trade, and they moved some of their young guys in, and they had a positive impact. So I don't know that there's an exact answer for you. We'll find out a year from now. But again, we'll try to improve. We need to be better because we a lot of positives. We got to Game 7 of the conference finals, but ultimately, we're trying to win a Stanley Cup, we need to improve.
And everything's harder in the playoffs, especially scoring-wise, but for how this team is built and how much you guys scored in the regular season, how surprised were you that in the final three games or two and a half games without getting a goal, and what do you think went into that kind of a...
Well, I think, number one, we must credit, Washington is playing really, really well. And it was pretty evident, you know, we watched them in the first two rounds, and you say, hey, Washington's really coming on, they're playing well, and then you play against them in the first two games. It's a real eye-opener that these guys are good, they're big, they're talented, they got depth from scoring one to four lines. So they played really well, they played hard, they checked well. So part of it is we got outplayed. To say we didn't, you know, basically it was eight periods, we didn't score a goal. I don't know if surprising is the right word, because you kind of come to expect anything, and he's kind of seen it all over time. It's somewhat disappointing, but you know what, our guys, we're going to benefit from it. We're going to learn, and it is tough. It's you want to win, you got to beat the best teams. You got to figure out a way to beat them, and we weren't able to do that. And we'll be in these situations again, and I'm hoping next year we're right back, and we got to figure it out.
One positive, of course, the progression of Andre Vasilevsky. How impressed were you with what you saw from? Obviously, you know, you guys have scouted him, you know what he was capable of, but to see that come to fruition, how impressed were you?
Yeah, I mean, as you'll see, it's the most difficult position to play in the game. The margin for error, you know, we're playing these teams, particularly Washington, the guys that the way, it's not just Ovechkin that can shoot it, Kuznetsov, they got guys on every line that are elite shooters. The margin for error on a goaltender is zero. And, you know, he was probably our best player throughout the playoffs. He made fantastic saves. He played 60-plus games during the regular season. Probably the most games he's ever played in his hockey career against the best players in the world and facing more quality scoring chances than we prefer to give up. And he was the biggest reason we got to game seven. And, he's I don't want to overstate it or put any unfair expectation on him. He's an incredibly hard worker. He's mentally tough. He's really well driven. He's a tremendous athlete. So he's got all the attributes, I believe, to be an elite goaltender for a long time. And he'll continue to improve.
You made efforts to fix the defense from the end of last season, signing Girardi, making the trade for McDonough. Do you feel like this team defensively is, are you happy with the team is defensively, or do you feel like you still need to do more to make the team better on that end of the ice?
We need to play better defensively. With adding Mikhail Sergachev into the mix, yeah. So in the playoffs, we have half our defense is different than a year ago. But when I look at the stats in the regular season, I think we were 19th in goals against for number of goals given up. In the playoffs, I believe we were, 8 out of 16, in goals against. Our penalty killing in the regular season wasn't good enough. And during the playoffs, it was 75%, I believe, and roughly I think that put us 6th or 8th out of the 16 teams, not quite good enough. So as collectively, we need to continue to improve as a team defensively, to be rock solid and to be able to be in these situations where, hey, we can shut a team out in game 6 and 7. We're not quite there, but I'm very pleased with how Mikhail Sergachev came in as a 19-year-old in the playoffs. I thought he played his best hockey of the entire season in the playoffs. That Ryan McDonough was outstanding for us, and we're moving forward. We're only going to be better with him. And, we need our veterans to continue to be effective for us. And that's up to them in the offseason and during the season next year to make sure they're in top shape, to be able to maintain their skating ability, their skills. So they've got a lot of work to do. But I think it's mostly collectively as a team. We have to continue. I think we were better this year, but we have to continue to take another step collectively as a team to be better defensively. And a lot of it isn't necessarily, it's not your goaltending and your defense. It's the way you play. And, we looked at, saw it early in the Boston series, and we saw it in the series against the Caps, and even in last night's game. When you're not scoring or you can't score, sometimes you got to be patient and not get frustrated and force it, and make sure you're not giving up chances. And we had chances to score, we didn't, but we made mistakes, we pressed a little bit, and the Caps capitalized on those with a bad bounce or a missed change and a breakaway and a puck somewhere. Next thing we're down 3-0 in a game that we were playing pretty well in. So I guess to answer your question, we need to be better collectively as a team. We're going in the right direction. That's why we have to go even better.
Steve, maybe a related topic. You talk about, you got to keep plugging. There's a team in the final that's in its first season. Could have won the Stanley Cup. Is this a good thing for hockey? Is it a good thing for sports?
I'm only cared about the Lightning right now. It ain't good for us. Yes, I do think it's great for our league. Las Vegas was awarded a franchise. They paid a significant franchise fee to come into the league. And I think looking back, and I'm speaking a little bit out of turn here, but looking back on our league and the history of expansion, it's tough. And in some of the markets that if that team doesn't have a chance for a few, it's tough to grow that fan base. So the rest of the league, it was tough on us. We're losing good players, but I think Gary Bettman did the right thing, and we want to make this team competitive. I don't think anybody, no one knew they were going to be this competitive. Like, they're really, really good. It's not an accident, and they're not, you know, from the start of the season, everybody's like, you think they can do it, and every time you play them, you're like, they're really good. So I think it's a great story. I think it's great for our league. It's an interesting market, which someone used the term, it's a sexy market, I guess. I'm not really sure what that means, but it gets a lot of attention. So overall, I think it's really good for the league. You know, unfortunately, I wish we were going, but I do think it's good, and it sounds like we may expand by another team at some point. It'll be interesting to see what happens there, but the idea that these teams are competitive in these non-traditional markets, I think it's important.
In that sense, for your players, some of your guys like Hedman, Sanford, is the sight of Ovechkin, you know, after pounding his head against the wall for years, getting to the final? I mean, is that a good object lesson for your guys?
Absolutely. You look at Alex Ovechkin in this playoff, he's just played. He's been, you know, he gets a lot of attention. I don't know him that well other than to say hi. I understand he's a very likable person. I've never heard his teammates complain about him or anything. He's a good guy. He's becoming, like, you watch him, he's just playing, you know, and he's playing hard. He's playing his role on his team. He's no bigger than anybody else on the team as far as the presence. And so for players, like, just stick with it, you know, conform to what your team is trying to do. And you know, mostly he's got good players around him that are helping him, you know, and making him a better hockey player. And as a result, they're 4 wins away. So for, you know, I look at it for our players is, you know what, you stick with it. You play hard for your team and you count on the guys around you, and eventually it'll happen.
Steve, I know there was progress this year. Obviously, we mentioned not making the playoffs last year and getting this far. But do you consider this season, with the pieces you had assembled here, a failure for not being able to capture the cup?
No. It's, again, trying to stay away from the cliches, but it's really difficult to win the Stanley Cup. And if you're going to measure every year strictly on, hey, it's a failure if we win or not, I don't think I look at it that way. Again, there's a process, and there's no definitive timeline for it. Just continue to improve. We continue to, I don't know, hang around, I guess, and we're going to win one of these things. But no, it's not a failure. It's a disappointment at this stage. But we recognize, you know, like we're not sitting here going, we're the best team in the league by a mile. We realize there's a bunch of good teams out there, a whole group of teams that could win the Stanley Cup. Like Columbus loses in the first round. They were a really good team. You know, they played the Washington Capitals that are in the finals. So it's disappointing. It's not a failure. We need to get better, though. You know, we're not sitting here again, hey, this is a great, fantastic year. We're more than happy. We're content. We got to keep pushing. We got to get better. We've got to figure out a way one of these years to win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, whether it's a year, 2, 3, 4 years, I don't know, down the line, and we still haven't won, and you're asking me that question, we haven't achieved our goal, whatever word you want to use at that point. But I wouldn't use that word failure at this point.
How do you feel? Do one more. Like, coaching staff did. How do you feel like they're in the best area? You're missed the playoffs, and obviously now you're getting to this point.
Yeah, again, going back to last year, there's a lot of what could go wrong went wrong for us. And, you know, again, it forces you to do things, look at things a different way, and ultimately I think we've come out of it okay, and we're better this year. I think our coaching staff has done a lot of really, really good things this year to adjust from last year, and we continue to improve. I think some of the things that we're working on, I talk about our penalty killing, I point that out, needs to be better. Statistically, it doesn't look great, but I think we're better in the playoffs. Against some really good power plays at times, I'm like, hey, we look like we're going in the right direction. So we continue to work and we continue to get better. But this coaching staff works hard. I like the way our team plays. We've still got to figure some things out.
Yeah, so Steve, young core players who some of them were up and down last season from Syracuse and were able to stay up. Is the organization stocked, in your opinion, to maintain guys coming up and staying up? And were you pleasantly surprised at the young core players who performed so well this year at the high level?
Off the top of my head, Braden Point in his second year continues to really excel. 2 years ago, we certainly didn't expect him without potentially, as he turned pro, that he, you know, I don't know if he's going to spend a year or 2 years in the American Hockey League. I don't know. And obviously, he continues to excel. You know, the players that came in as young kids this year, Adam Ernie, before getting injured, we really excited about his potential, and we thought he brought some ingredients to our team that made us better. Obviously, with Mikhail Sergachev at 19 years of age, coming in, we hope he could play. We thought he had a real positive impact, and in particular in the playoffs, really encouraged by his composure and his hockey sense and his ability to skate and move the puck and break it out of our zone, and his defending was very, very good. I think he improved over the course of the season. So Anthony Cirelli came in late. We didn't, you know, as again, he's a first year pro. We threw him in there with 20-something games to go in the regular season, and he's going head-to-head against Nick Backstrom and Kuznetsov and Jay Beagle, like really, really good NHL centermen, and holding his own. So we're encouraged by that. It's an important offseason for him, for Mikhail. I think, you know, with Pointer being 2 years in the league now, we're pretty comfortable with, you know, what to expect out of him, and he'll continue to improve. But these two young guys that I mentioned, in Mikhail and Anthony, they got big off seasons to go. We just can't assume that they're just going to take off next year again. And they got a lot of work to do.
Steve, just how banged up were you as a team? How banged up were you? I know everybody's banged up this time of year, but how much was some guys dealing with?
You know, honestly, everybody's got something, and I'm sure the other teams that we played were as well. I had a couple of guys that are playing with some significant injuries that, you know, we may, you know, they'll do their medicals today and do the necessary MRIs and whatnot, that potentially there's a couple guys that might need surgeries, and we can talk about it later on. But at this point, we had a couple guys dealing with significant injuries, but they actually played really well considering what they're dealing with.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.